I'm here backstage at the Latitude Festival, where I'm joined by the Daisy from the Malia Rosa group, who performed a rather excellent set earlier on at the Alcove stage, first band of the day. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
I am very good, enjoying the kind of atmosphere. So this is the band's debut gig at Latitude.
Yes, yeah, it is.
And how did it go?
It was wonderful. Yeah, we had a great time and the audience were fantastic. Loads of people came over and they seemed to stay, so hopefully they liked it.
Yeah, I think so. The reception from the crowd was really, really good. You know, they seemed to take it. And one of the great things about like Latitude, you can kind of wander around and, you know, there's always kind of something going on. So it's really, really good. Now, you're here. Did you arrive yesterday or did you arrive today?
We arrived today. We had another gig yesterday, so yeah, we were tied up, unfortunately. But yeah, today's been fantastic. So.
Yeah, it's really good. So are you sticking around for today or is there anyone you going to stay around and see? Or?
We're sticking around for today and we're just going to bob around and yeah, have a look at everything we can, really.
Yeah, it's that kind of thing where you just kind of take everything in. So you're quite nearby, aren't you, from the band Hell for Norwich, is that right?
Yeah, well, we're kind of based in Norwich. We come from Dis, three of us, and then one guy lives in Norwich, Matt, our bassist. But we kind of gig in Norwich, and we just did something for BBC Introducing. They asked us to play, so we went to the John Peel Centre and did a great gig there in March.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, that's got to be... Got to be great stuff. So have you been kind of coming to, because you were saying before we started that you kind of do busking and things like that. So have you kind of, do you normally come here every year or?
No. Sam and I, well, my brother's the guitarist in our band. And we came the first year this was on and we bussed together. But we haven't been since. And so it's really nice to see all the changes and kind of feel the atmosphere. It's kind of grown up since we were here. So yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it is. It's just become, you know, just huge, isn't it? You know, from what it was like in the first year. And yeah, it's grown amazing. So how did the band form? How did the band get together?
Well, like I just said, Sam, the guitarist, is my brother. So we've been songwriting for quite a few years now. And we decided that we wanted to kind of develop our sound with drums and bass. So we advertised for a drummer and a bassist. And we were lucky enough to find Matt and Owen. And yeah, it's just grown from there, really.
So how long is it that the band has been together?
We've been together for about 2.5 years now. So,
2.5 years?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent, because I must admit, it works very well with the rhythm section. And it's, I mean, how would you describe the sound of the band?
Well, we're happy to call it pop. I guess quirky pop, really. I think we try and put kind of an original slant on the normal pop song, if you like. So yeah, just try and add some of our own original touches. But yeah, so you know, just basically, I think kind of good, hopefully good tunes. Like I'm a bit of a sucker for a tune, so
having that catchy kind of hook to it, you know. That. But it was when I was listening and watching it earlier. It was because you had the rhythm section, which kind of the poppy kind of thing, reminded me kind of a little bit like something like Block Party Hot Chip, kind of the kind of poppy and funky room section. But then with yourself, it was kind of like being fronted like a kind of Kate Bushy kind of character and something like that. That's kind of the way it came across, and it really the kind of mixture of the two like really came across really, really well.
That's a massive compliment, thanks so much.
No problem. But yeah, it was just great to watch, you know. And the, you know, the enthusiasm like that you have just talking to you now, it's just great to see that you enjoy it so much. So you've recently released your first EP.
Yes.
Which Nighthawks.
Yes.
Nighthawks EP. How did that go? How did the recording of that?
Yeah, it was really good fun and it went pretty smoothly actually, so that was really nice. There's 4 tracks on the EP and we released it in December and it seems to have got a really good response, so that's really exciting. It's free to download from our Bandcamp page or our Facebook page, and we're currently recording a new one as well, so something new to release as well.
Excellent. Any ideas when that will, do you think that will get released or?
I'm hesitant to put a date update on it in case things get put back. But yeah, hopefully in the next sort of couple of months.
And yeah, people can download the EP for it, particularly when I was listening to it before I come down here. Blood Orange was a particular track that I really, really enjoyed. And I must admit, hearing it live kind of added a whole kind of other thing to it, which is like, yeah, it was really, really superb. So what, you got the recording of the EP. So what other kind of future plans have you got at the moment? Is it just more gigging and things like that?
Yeah, we'd love to do some more gigging. I'm hoping that maybe I had a couple of ladies come up to me at the end and said that they really, really enjoyed our set and that they'd like to put us on in Brighton. Like, so I'm hoping that maybe there might have been some promoters in the audience. And yeah, I think it would be nice if it kind of snowballed, if anyone saw us that would like us to play for them.
Yeah, that would be excellent. So, and you mentioned the Bandcamp page. Whereabouts, other places can people find out about you?
Well, Facebook and also Twitter. So we have a YouTube channel, we have a SoundCloud channel, we have all the normal ones, but Facebook is where kind of I put up everything, all our videos and that sort of thing. So.
Excellent. Okay, well, thank you very much. Good luck for the future, and I'm sure I'll be catching you again in the future. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.